honor.
Why don't we, there's a Duke Ellington song. Why don't we bring out our guest and do one of these,
okay,
huh?
Okay, our guest for today, Myron Lockett. How you doing, Myron?
All right.
There you are.
What you gonna sing?
I'm Take the A-Train.
Oh, good.
You must take the A-Train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A-Train, you will find you missed the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry, get on now, it's coming. Just listen to those rails a-throbbing. All aboard, get on the A-Train. Soon you will be on Sugar Hill in Harlem.
Well, all right.
Thank you, Myron.
Myron Lockett.
A little later, okay?
Titio est mater studiorum. And you can take that to the bank. Great age begins anew. The vanished years return. The earth doth, like a snake, renew her winter weeds outworn. Heaven smiles, and faiths and empires gleam like wrecks of a dissolving dream. A brighter Hellas rears its mountains from waves serener far. A new Peneus rolls his fountains against the morning star. Where fairer Tempes gleam, there sleep young Cyclades on a sunnier deep. A loftier Argo cleaves the main, fraught with a later time, and leaves like sunset to the skies the splendor of its prime. To leave, if not so bright, may live all earth can take, all heaven can give. A new Orpheus sings again and loves and weeps and dies. A new Ulysses leaves once more Calypso for his native shore. Oh, write no more the tale of Troy, if death Earth's scroll must be, nor mix with lion rage the joy that dawns upon the free, although a subtler sphinx renew riddles of death Thebes never knew. Another Athens shall arise, and to remoter time bequeath like sunset to the skies the splendor of her prime. To leave, if not so bright may live, all earth can take, all heaven can give. Saturn and love their long repose shall burst, more bright and good than all who fell, than one who rose, than many unsubdued. Not gold, not blood, their altar dowers, but votive tears and symbol flowers. Oh, cease, must hate and death return? Cease, must men kill and die? Cease, drain not to the dregs the urn of bitter prophecy. The world is weary of the past. Oh, might it die or rest at last. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, unless you have stumbled upon this in error, this is what you have been expecting and what has been promised. The Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Yes, radio. That mysterious phenomenon. Radio waves bouncing off the heaviside layer, sending its message across vast stretches, continents and oceans. Provided you have a good, strong signal. But what if you have no radio signal at all? Then you are in the same boat as the owl and the pussycat, and as Radio Valencia.fm, soi disant. Yes, we bravely call ourselves a form of radio, and in some esoteric way, I have heard that radio waves are involved. But this is only for the Solons of technocracy to explain, and to someone who is readily able to understand them. As for me, I am your familiar, irritating horror host, Dr. Howland Owl. And tonight, you may expect more of the same, but as always, slightly different. Variations, which are the source of mutation in the germ plasm and drive the engine of evolution forward. As listeners to this program, you are witnesses to this forward springing motion, and may it also carry you along to the place where reside the dreams that you prefer to meet, rather than those you might readily prefer to avoid. To a new world of gods and monsters.
Bob. Please, Bob.
Bob, 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 Bob. Bob, 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 Bob. Bob, 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 Bob.
Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation.
You thought you were going to escape Bob for this show, didn't you? Bob always hovers, always present, bestowing slack on those who can receive it. Welcome, Bob. Bob Dobbs, he's no slob. Bob Dobbs, he's no fool. He's the head of that subgenius church. It means he's super cool.
Psychedelic circus.
Psychedelic freak out.
They say if you listen closely,
it's groovadelic
today. And you can recall the best of the past. Every note. Every phrase, every word. This is the best. This is the sound of today.
Dirk and Pappy was out planting corn last summer, and Mama was pulling clothes off the line when Freckles the Chimp came screaming out the bean patch with a terrible look. Like someone done handed her one of them United Way pledge cards. It's a corpse, screamed Freckles. It come bobbing up out the fish pond, and it ain't got no eyeballs. I run out to the field to fetch Dirk and Pappy, and we headed over to the pond to see what all the commotion was. Sure as shit, there it was, just a bobbing and stinky as childbirth in July. Pa figured we could rope it and pull it up on the pecan tree for closer inspection, but I tried getting at it with a stick. I went out about waist deep in the pond with a fish pole and tried snagging it on the cuff of the pants. Dirk, he worked around to the other side of the pond and swam over with a pointed broom handle. But he poked it in the stomach and all that gas and liquid sprayed out like someone done popped a water bottle. Except this one was full of piss. Paul commenced to clench in his stomach and puking at the pond's perimeter. But Dirk and me had already invested too much pride to succumb to queasiness. Dirk poked it in the head, and it swung out my way. I got my fishing pole through the stomach hole and fetched it to shore. Once Paul got through wiping off his mouth, we took off our shirts and wrapped them around our heads so as we could get closer and take a look at it. Just like Freckles had told us, the corpse had both eyeballs ripped clean out the sockets, but it also had metal rings through both nipples and a tattoo that said Valvoline. But the weirdest of all was when we flopped it over on the belly side and found three holes in the back, like some fellers had sucked all the blood out the poor sumbitch through his spinal cord. Dirk figured he might have been drained out by a pack of aliens that came down in the night to make crop circles, but Pa, he figured it must have been one of them devils.
Yeah. Jean-Marie dips his hand into the mercury. Later on he'll be ill, but for now sinks into other place. Obviously, obviously, don't look back, for you'll see Jean-Marie sink into mercury. Later on, he'll be ill, but for now, sinks into
sneeze should come. It is as though one should try to swim in heavy boots or remember a name that is utterly forgotten. All these pains were Shemish's. And upon Tuesday, the priests came in and the people, and they did worship Chubu and offered fat to him, saying, "O Chubu, who made everything." And then the priests sang, "There is also Shemish." And Chubu was put to shame and spake not for 3 days. Now there were holy birds in the temple of Chubu, and when the 3rd day was come and the night thereof, it was, as it were, revealed to the mind of Chubu that there was dirt upon the head of Shemish. And Chubu spake unto Shemish as speak the gods, moving no lips, nor yet disturbing the silence, saying, "There is dirt upon thy head, O Shemish."
Caffeine's gone away. Yes, your mouth tells you when it's coffee. Good, rich coffee, it will say. But your head will tell you different. Cause coffee. The caffeine's gone.
Introducing Brim, the coffee made from coffee-soaked coffee beans. It's brimming with flavor to make your mouth feel good. And no caffeine to keep the rest of you feeling good. New Brim decaffeinated coffee from General Foods. Freeze-dried or ground.
Yes, your head will tell you different.
Decaffeinated.
Now there are 2 new Great Shakes Shake Mixes. Milk chocolate and cherry vanilla. Great Shakes turns milk into a shake that's so thick it stands up to a straw. Shake it!
It's so good now! It's so good now! It's so creamy! Thick and creamy! And it's like to be a soda fountain now with Great Shakes. Yeah, Great Shakes! When you want your own soda fountain now, look at it so it gets better.
Up close or up tight, BAN spray deodorant is a day expanding experience because BAN won't wear off as the day wears on.
BAN won't wear off as the day wears on.
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 Day and he returned with all the vehemence of his will to achieving a little.
Splits the bed on the Beatles.
Modern? There's never been a sound as modern as the Beatles. And Rinse Clean Surf is bringing them to you. Today's sound brought to you by Rinse Clean Surf, today's washing product. Rinse Clean Surf washes cleaners. But more, Rinse Clean Surf rinses cleaners. And it takes both to get clothes really clean. Surf washes cleanest, and then suds and dirt rinse out completely. It's a fact. Rinse Clean Surf's exclusive formula sees to that. Surf penetrates better, loosening and lifting the dirt, and then, and this is most important, suds and dirt rinse out completely. So, you get the cleanest wash. But only today's washing product, Surf, can do it. Rinse Clean Surf. Try it yourself, your very next wash day.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh,
time for a beer.
Falstaff, the clear beer from St. Louis, brings you Cream from London.
Beer that misled the youthful Henry V. It's like wearing a suit of armor and killing Hotspur. Embowled will I see thee anon. What could not so much
and that was
flesh
Reverend Jimmy Ryan
keep
with
in a little life?
And now this.
I could have better spared a better man.
And friends, this is hour of slack number 1-3345-2705.
This is what we call archival material. That's right.
As hour archival slack number 1666. That's right, show number 666.
Well, and the Antichrist is in control, so that is
like that. You see, the problem is you've got
apropos
prematurely.
Well,
you need to soar and sport aloft with the eagle of rock.
Also, we want equal representation for the fatherships. It's sexist and discriminatory to just speak.
Eagle representation? The eagle of the rock?
Well, this may be true, but
you got it,
all
good
I know
buddy.
Is what I see, and
see,
when they
see,
came at me with that big gas mask and stuck it over my face,
somebody open a window.
I heard 1,000 orchestras and saw 1,000,000 different lights.
Did his mothership have a giant flapping handle, or was there something?
Now, come on. This is a family show. Let's not be so graphic here.
Let's stop this right here.
I cut off my shirt.
Yeah,
they cut you up at the hospital. They take out your junk, you know. It's all part of the entrails down there.
Right in the middle of their foreheads. That a typical sign that you've been... Well,
you've been had by spirits and powers of air and darkness.
They never do.
Staring at you, you know, like maybe some sort of cheap Hollywood prop.
Well, no, let's not be too...
that's Hollywood.
I thought it was well worth a dollar and very entertaining and kind of believable.
Well worth a dollar.
Well, I had to do.
Well, I don't know if this here thing is going out, but
how
I pressed
sure
the red button.
Right
I pressed it.
Well, I'm not sure. In fact, just thinking about it makes me more hypnotic.
Listen to me very carefully. That's right. When you wake from the trance in just a moment, you will not remember my command.
That's right.
Simply execute it.
Execute the command.
No, execute Dr. Hal.
Execute Dr. Hal.
No, you're not.
No, that's you're getting it wrong.
You're
it's only
in rapport with the sound of my voice.
Sound of your voice.
Bleep.
You can hear only the sound of my voice.
And in my wallet.
Reach in and pull out what is inside your wallet.
KPFA Radio, Berkeley, California.
KPFA Radio.
Not KPFA. Radio Valencia. Rasputnik. Kulak. Spalpeen.
And so I've never ever seen it.
Annika Vluthon.
By golly, the most incredible thing I've
ever seen. Blistering barnacles.
Kurt Steiner is trying to go straight. He's got a job as an entertainer, which he takes dead seriously. And he's married to a woman named Rutabaga.
Hey, I know her.
Kurt becomes hooked on shooting pool. He says it's an incredible adventure.
But not as good as being hooked on phonics.
Patsy. Exhibiting the brand of deadpan humor endemic to the film, the submarine sinks below the surface.
My pan's been dead a long time, boy.
But the film will be seen again and again.
It will be. They're working on it now. Puzzling evidence is mutating that same film even farther, years and years.
They have so much trouble, they're not going to bother anybody at it. It's up to you, boy. It's up to you to revitalize the capitalist miracle.
Well, yes, the cancer of capitalism.
It's not as long as mine.
Look at that empty little box.
Put that hondrel away. Now look,
we don't need a hondrel. We need a bento box for me to have a Snickers snack.
I'm going to go into that now.
I didn't have any time to buy candy for the cartoon kids.
The old business.
I'll have to see if the
new business
store open till 2 in the morning has the flavors they like.
We're getting a blip on sonar. It looks like the Dobbs ship.
Dobbs flew spaceships.
We're going to have to lock on Dobbs.
But lock and load.
That chip. It's a ghost chip.
Look, there's Connie on deck.
Connie on deck.
Yeah, I hear she's batting 485, and there's two men on base.
Yeah.
Activate Flagella.
Yes, thought I.
Prepare to launch Silverfish number 1 and 2.
My heart.
Silverfish?
Are those her sails that glance in the sun like restless gossamer?
Are those her ribs through which the sun doth peer as through a grate?
Fishy legal system.
Through a grate?
Launch Silverfish number 2.
And is that woman all her crew? Is that a death? And are there two? Is death?
That woman's mate.
Radio show, please hang up and start again.
Really?
Turn
flip
the clock
to
back.
Other station.
Looks like we've got a giant octopus on our tail, sir. And there's a destroyer in our rear.
There was white as the leprosy.
Both count.
And
now we have twin.
Death was she who thicks man's blood with cold.
Eternal Flame Foundation.
But soon I heard the dash of oars. I heard the pilot's cheer. My head was turned perforce away, and I saw a boat appear. The pilot and the pilot's boy, they now were coming fast. Dear God in heaven, it was a joy the dead men could not blast. I saw a third. I heard his voice. It is the hermit good. He singeth loud his godly hymns he maketh in the green wood. He'll shrive my soul. He'll wash away the albatross's blood. This hermit good lives in that wood that flows down to the sea. How loudly his sweet voice he rears. He loves to talk with mariners that come from a far country. He kneels at morn and noon and eve. He hath a cushion plump. It is the moss that wholly hides the rotted old oak stump. The skiff boat neared. I heard them talk. Why, this is strange, I trow. Where are those lights, so many and fair, that signal made but now? Strange, by my faith, the hermit said, and they answered not our cheer. The planks look warped, and see, those sails, how thin they are and sear. I never saw the like before, unless, perhaps, it were brown skeletons of leaves that lag my forest brook along, where the ivy tod hangs heavy with snow, and the owlet whoops to the wolf below that eats the she-wolf's young. Dear God, it hath a fiendish look, the pilot made reply. I am afeard. Press on, Press on, said the hermit, cheerily. The boat came closer to the ship, but I nor spake nor stirred. The boat came close beneath the ship, and straight a sound was heard. Under the water it rumbled on, still louder and more dread. It reached the ship, it split the bay. The ship went down like lead.
Sign right here, and the payments won't be that hard to make, I promise you, sir.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. Wait a minute.
No, go ahead. Sign right here, doctor.
I don't know sign language.
It's time to surrender the lines to another more deserving.
It's time to surrender the pinks now.
Do you remember the night I held you so tight?
Ah, the hot buttered
as we danced to the Wiener Schnitzel waltz.
Makes me feel a million miles away.
Here we go.
You just worked that slack into my IV.
Oh, that's painful.
Oh, wait a minute.
Your lips were like wine, if you'll pardon the simile. The music divine, and a bit Rudolph Frimley. I was blind to your obvious faults as we danced across the scene to the strain of the Wiener Schnitzel waltz. I drank some champagne from your shoe. La la la. I was drunk long before I was through. La la la. For I didn't know as I lifted that cup. It had taken two bottles to fill the thing up. It was I who first stepped on your dress. La la la. The skirt's all ripped off, I confess. La la la. Revealing for all of the others to see just what it was that endeared you to me. Do you remember the night I held you so tight as we danced to the Wiener Schnitzel waltz?
In the midst of tranquility, we can recollect the most important things of our life.
In the midst of tranquility, we have the ability to dance to the Wiener Schnitzel waltz
that set all our experience apart.
I shouldn't have let the ants in here.
That's incredibly astute of you.
That is one manly mug
right.
of mirth.
You don't like to have your flesh ripped by the mandibles of fire ants. It's best
no, that's terrible. I don't recommend that at all. That's very painful. It's not the mandibles so much as the stings. They sting you too.
This is the man
this
from
the ants.
The tiny ants will sting and bite, but the big ones.
From Uncle April Dancer, and you know what made her dance? The anthill.
The ants in her pants, right.
Right, the ants that she picked up in France on a mission, a special mission.
Drug spying. Let's see how this simple process works.
Well, they
first take one marijuana cigarette and
simple pleasures are worth dying for. That's what Mrs. Smith's pies are all about.
Where did you want me to put this? Oh, excuse me. Ooh, wow. Oh, I burned a hole in you. I'm sorry.
Papa Joe Mama's.
Did you guys read the Metro when JFK came out?
That beer went down real good.
It was moving too fast. I could see the lettering on the side of the
train.
Yeah,
throw this thing away.
So JFK finally came out. I think it's well timed. I've had my suspicions about that guy for a long time. He always
What's the matter with all you guys?
I want you to take it back. He was a great American. I'm not going to let any of these...
Well, he was a great American.
Well, we're all Americans here. All stained and tarred by Donald Trump's filthy brush. All equally guilty.
Kevin Costner did shoot JFK. This has been established beyond
the
shadow.
What's the Metro?
The Metro, it's an entertainment newsletter.
Metro.
That's
entertainment.
Did he ever return? No, he never returned. He ride forever on the Sam.
He'd ride forever through the streets of Boston. He's a guy who never returned. Did he ever return? Did he ever return? Did he ever return? No, he never returned. He'll ride forever through the streets of Boston. He's a guy who never returned. The conductor told him just one more nickel and he wouldn't let him off the train. So he sits along as it rumbles and goes, and it's really driven him insane. Did he ever return? No, he never returned. Did he ever return? No, he never returned. He'll ride forever through the streets of Boston. He's a guy who'll never return.
It's hard to tell one from the other.
Thousands of exploding heads. Promise to you, and only
as I walk past you on the way.
How about all those exploding rubber octopuses that are the pride of Hollywood?
That's for you. Did not
astounding special effects.
Yes.
You gotta find Stang.
Yes.
Find Stang and well, do what has to be done.
2 a.m. and 4 a.m. with your $35.
You took care of Bob. Now it's time to get Stang.
12:30 a.m. and 4 a.m.
They can go right up the hill, knock on that door, loud and hard. I hear is how he likes it.
Yes.
And make sure that he answers.
Sure. Well, who does?
And force
boy, I took a wrong first step, and that one is a little.
Artificial intelligence.
Let's try it again.
That comes at you. The Stangbot 5000 now accepting credit cards, debit cards.
It's a robot.
Forms of electronic currency.
The Stangbot 5000 might actually throw a punch at you. This is a bug in the system. Yeah. Just
how about the Halbot? That was also featured in the newspaper. Why are they talking about the Stangbot all the time?
Right.
Sorry, that's a safe sentence.
Okay, be that way.
Money here! Is I think that also works.
Are you sure it's safe?
It's not a safe at all. It's not safe at all. No, that's where I put the other possessed doll. I mean, there's only one possessed doll on the site. Under your chair.
That's right. Don't look. It makes him mad. You don't want a man.
Ooh, I get so mad.
By the way, there's a microphone up here. I see new people
Mike
arriving.
Mike Rofone, we call him.
Else they'd like to add to.
Interactive, live, interactive, Thorazine Urine Podcrust, 20th X Day, 100th episode.
Now, you're well, is Thorazine Urine some kind of recycling?
Thora Birch.
If somebody came up here with a lime. If they actually had a lime, we would have the ingredients that we need for the secret information to be revealed by Reverend Pease.
So.
Oh, crap. He doesn't even need a lime anymore.
I don't even need a lime anymore. Because
that old lime is one I've heard many a time.
I was a psychiatric technician in the Air Force.
Lively flavor and lots of bubbles.
I worked on a psychiatric unit.
It's sparkling light.
Took a lot of Thorazine. And sometimes
a kiss of lemon, a kiss of lime. It's sparkling light. Go one up with 7-Up.
You know,
7-Up.
So
go one up with 7-Up. 7-Up.
Joking, we realized that the Thorazine tainted urine is incredibly dank. And the proof of that is one day I had a patient and I let him use the urinal, and he went to go drink it because he wanted extra Thorazine, I suppose. And you're not allowed to let patients do that, as funny as it might be to see. You're just not allowed to do that. So I grabbed it from him, and we struggled for it for a second. And he looked at me and laughed and let go, and the entire urinal of urine, the dank Thorazine urine, shot all over my face.
Oh, there are many tales from subgenius X-Days, and they're not all wholesome, if you catch my meaning. And I think you do. Anybody listening? Why the hell am I wasting my time at this by Our Lady? What are they doing out there? This is what they're listening to. But what about Moscow? What are they listening to in Moscow at midnight? Yes, midnight in Moscow. By Kenny Ball and the Jazzmen. That big hit from 1962, I'm sure all my listeners remember. Toast to Putin, who puppets our president. Indeed. This is the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on Listener Confounded Radio Valencia. You know, while I was a-doing the last part of the show, the door opened and someone came in and he left us a great big stack of RV stickers. That's right. You can stick these babies on anything to show that you listen to Radio Valencia. Well, I'm going to take some of these home with me. They're real useful. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I must ask if there is anyone out there listening. Last time, the equipment appeared dead, and yet
People were listening somehow. Now the equipment appears to be working, but there's no confirmation whatsoever from the usual audience on the old, discarded chat box, and not the new super groovadelic RV chat box. I don't know even how to get that one, but I know I pressed the red button. Oh, I pressed it all right. I gave it a great... Oh, thank you, VJ Pussycat. Now I can relax a little bit and indulge in more refreshments here before I complete the show and go off to draw with the young cartoonists, because there's a lot of drawing to do down there at the tattoo parlor. You know, if you want a tattoo or a piercing, and people do, you can go to that place up to 3 a.m. and it'll be open. And a lovely person may give you the tattoo you desire. You'll be shown what it looks like beforehand and treated to an exquisitely subtle tattooing. And all this goes on while the rest of us are drawing comic books. Oh, it's fun, all right. And I'm saying Dermophilia on 21st Street is the place to go.
And I found the printout of Advanced Dog Anatomy Terminology. In case you ever wondered, on a dog, just about any dog, the straight feathers, usually on the chest, are called fleur-fleurs. The swirly feathers on the chubs or elbows are called fleur-fleurs.
On a griffin?
Fleur-fleurs.
On a diggy doggy.
The feathers near the taint.
My dogs
on a
don't
dog
have feathers.
Flea fleas.
We've got fleas at Relodio. That's why we had to cancel.
Fleur-fleurs.
We had to cancel last time. The place is hopping with fleas.
The aforementioned chubs.
They would make a beeline, or rather a flea line, for me.
I call the four chubs.
If I came in there. So we got to figure out. What we're going to do with it.
Finally,
gotta be a lot of
the sweet edible parts of the nose
sweet
where it connects to the fuzzle. That's called chufus. And the fuzzle is what others call
udders?
The muzzle.
Udders are on cows.
So
muzzles
friends, now
are
you
on
know
dogs.
What call those feathers on your dog. Thank you, Anti-C.
Okay.
She's my little sister and also
all
my
right.
neighbor.
Okay.
Again, this music in the background is Spangle. Are
if
you
Spangle? Say so.
That's the name of the album.
All right.
Excuse
Come
me,
on.
I still have...
Stop smoking that stuff in the...
cough.
Yeah, I'll nag you about it.
South by South made, South by Southwest made me sick.
So it's the points of the compass
here.
That make you sick.
It's
isn't
not
it?
By me. It's by Pastor Pressure.
Uh-oh.
And it's not so much a rant as a sort of a meditation.
Pressure got
it's
tired of doing
long.
My show.
I'm going to whip it out here. It's
it just became too much for
what's
him.
What's been real?
He couldn't fight the armies of copyright lawyers in Hollywood.
An old friend of mine
were
used
coming
to
after
say,
us for
you see what
the
you
monster
need
movies we were showing
see.
And the cartoons.
So I was curious about what some of you
it had
have
to come
discovered
to an
while
abrupt
contemplating the word
stop.
Of God. Maybe any time you delve into a belief system, no matter how crazy and convoluted it might be,
and so we
our
had to
minds begin to
stop.
Construct patterns that become part of a web of beliefs.
Catch
these beliefs shape
the
how we feel, act, and
marching across
a story you
the
hear
screen.
Every now and again is how someone found the subgenius and had something
Catch
in them restored.
Pattern.
I'm going to admit I'm one
Sometimes
of them. For me,
that is
it
all
has been
that
a pretty interesting
be
trip. Many different colors and shades. For better or worse, you all comprise the closest thing I can think of as my tribe. Incidentally, he was posting this on the Scrub Genius members only subgenius.
Scrub Genius!
The fact that at the root of this is the world's longest shaggy dog story doesn't change the truths hidden in the middle, either Woof. Accidental or Woof. Intentional.
Woof.
One of the things I've gotten from this wild ride is this. When you think you got the joke
Mr.
and then
Dog's
realize
wild
that
ride.
If you think you got it, you don't. For me, okay, that concept has been one of my core personal beliefs and helps to regulate other core beliefs.
Okay, no, that's...
this is no joke, he
I joked. Guess that's just...
There is no belief,
okay,
he believed.
All right.
This is not a pipe.
Okay. Ah.
There's another one, harder to pin down because it comes out of the idea that there's a conspiracy to hold
us down.
The problem is that there isn't just one conspiracy, but millions. There's no bloody head on it.
The
pipe
of
J.R. clusterfuck.
Glob.
A seething mass of tentacles.
Get it away from me. Get it away from me.
Big ones and little ones all competing for our life, liberty,
and
happiness.
I saw that weapon. I mean, that movie.
I know it.
It's called Grabbers.
Made me realize how much of my soul
I was selling. That Irish monster movie.
It was literally profound and life-changing. I hadn't realized how loud the calliope music was until I got off that goddamn merry-go-round.
Loud the deaf guy,
thanks,
we used
Bob.
To call him.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are supposed to show you scenes from the picture Blood Feast.
Give me the cobra, Jewel.
Please show me no pictures from that repulsive movie.
Blood Feast. Or if you don't have Cobra Jewels.
Nah, we don't want to. You don't want to watch it. You don't want
to. I'm a coming to get it.
No Blood Feast, please. Not here. Too many people have an unwholesome taste like that.
Blood Feast will not be shown in this theater.
Thank God.
Until it is shown in this theater.
Oh, no.
Don't do drugs.
I just got comfortable in here. Hey, I think I'll do some drugs. That's a wonderful suggestion. And, of course, it's against the rules here at RV. We don't do drugs. We follow Nancy Reagan's shining example.
Don't use drugs. If you know a user even part of the time, turn him in quick, take a bite out of crime. Users are losers, and losers are users, so don't use drugs. Don't use drugs.
Drugs are bad.
Yes, if you know a user even part of the time.
Well, drugs turn you on.
Take a bite.
Drugs turn on you.
Take a bite out of the wall on drugs.
I'll take a bite out of that.
Oh,
what the hell?
Baby, here's the rich.
No more biting the drugs, okay?
Take a bite on the son of a bitch.
Somebody took a gigabyte out of this. He's biting.
Yeah, I think that was Irresistible Igor who took that bite.
During the showing of Blood Feast.
No one should watch that.
Are we going to have a bit? Is the show going to have a bit?
Yeah.
In fact,
should we invest in a bit?
We have to all pay for it, though.
When okay. It was a windy day.
No.
What about a GIF?
Enter the theater.
What about
a GIF?
The Irresistible Igor.
The GIF of the Major.
You can't just go watch a movie.
Irresistible Igor, what dashing through is he? In his nightly body snatching, Yelen holds the key to the hearts of female zombies. They love him one and all. They see him stealing through the night, and one by one they fall. Irresistible Igor.